Hunt season is here. A few reminders to pass along if you're either an early season hunter or you'll be getting out later on this fall. That's next on The Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman. Well, it's kind of hard to believe, but the 2025 hunt season in Wyoming is underway. A handful of elk and deer seasons opened August 15th, and multiple antelope seasons also opened on the 15th. Over 76,000 hunters seeking elk, deer, and antelope will be taking to Wyoming's hunt areas in the coming months, and so it's here where the department has some reminders. If you're using one of the department's access programs, either hunter management areas or walk-in areas, hunters should know what species they can hunt, know and respect the landowner's rules, and be sure to have your permission slip for that HMA already lined up. Remember, travel by motorized vehicles is prohibited except as otherwise stated. The latter part of summer and early fall in Wyoming is usually synonymous with high fire risk, so hunters are asked to observe fire bans in areas that have them, keep up to date on fire bans as they are announced, and be sure to know what's included in each fire ban. Then there's tagging violations. Those range from forgetting to sign your license after having just bagged a big game animal to intentionally avoiding the tagging procedure with the hope of using that license again. Detailed tagging instructions are on each big game license and they're in the regulations. Now, sometimes hunters hunt in the wrong area, but with more accurate GPS location technology, that's becoming a tougher argument. It's up to the hunter to know where they're at all times. A general license is only valid in general license areas and cannot be legally used in limited quota areas. A limited quota license is only valid for the area or areas listed and no others. Remember to wear the required hunter orange or pink while in the field. This is a regular issue that game wardens deal with. Some hunters forget to wear it, or they try to get by with colors that they think pass as hunter orange, like their favorite sports team. In Wyoming, hunters must visibly wear one garment of fluorescent orange or pink, like a vest, coat, or hat. Camouflage hunter orange and camo fluorescent pink are allowed. 2025 hunting regulations are available online at the Game and Fish website or get a copy at the Game and Fish Regional Office near you. If some regulations seem confusing, contact your local game warden or Game and Fish Regional Office if you have questions. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman, brought to you by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.